yesterday has been and gone. Tomorrow will I find the sun, or will it rain? Everybody's having fun, except me, I'm the lonely one. I live in shame. I say, hey, good night.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir!
Sir, what? Are you about to call me an asshole?
Sir, no, sir!
How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir!
5'9"? I didn't know they stacked shit that high. You trying to squeeze an inch in on me somewhere, huh?
Sir, no, sir!
Bullshit, it looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress. I think you've been cheated. Did your parents have any children that lived?
Sir, yes, sir.
I bet they regret that. You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece. Pick them up and set them down, pile. Quickly, move it up. Were you born a fat, slimy, scumbag, puke piece of shit, Private Pile? Or did you have to work on it? Get your ass up there. Do you mean to tell me that you cannot do one single pull-up? You are a worthless piece of shit, Pile. Get out of my face. Get up there, Snowball. Quickly, get your fat ass over there, Private Pile. Oh, that's right, Private Pile. Don't make any fucking effort to get up to the top of the fucking obstacle. If God wanted you up there, he would have miracled your ass up there by now, wouldn't he?
Sir, yes, sir.
Get your fat ass up there, Pile.
Sir, yes, sir.
Your ass looks like about 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum, Pile. You know that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Get up here, fat boy. Quickly, move it on. Move it on, Pile. Move it on. You climb obstacles like old people fuck. You know that, Private Pile? Get up here. You're too slow. Move it. Move it. Are you quitting on me? Well, are you? Then quit, you slimy fucking walrus-looking piece of shit. Get the fuck off of my obstacle. Get the fuck down off of my obstacle. Now, move it. I'm gonna rip your balls off so you cannot contaminate the rest of the world. I will motivate you, Private Pile, if it short dicks every cannibal on the Congo.
Cause I know I'm failing. much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Steve's here.
We go on Monday. Let's hear it for Humble Pie. Isn't that just awesome? Wasn't that just something else, eh? Well, whenever there's any charity events that go in, this next guy is always there. So at Star of Live Aid, he'd have a big welcome for Mitch Ewell.
You know you're not going home tonight. Be a check or switch, doctors are mine. No way to run, everywhere you'll find. You can't escape from the bed you made. When your time has come, you'll accept the
Here it comes, baby. Ow!
fair city where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone as she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels.
One thing I could never stand was to see a filthy, dirty old drunkie howling away at the filthy songs of his fathers and going blurp blurp in between, as it might be a filthy old orchestra and his stinking rotten guts. I could never stand to see anyone like that, whatever his age might be, but more especially when he was real old like this one was.
Can you spare some cutter, me brothers? Go on, do me in, you bastard cowards. We don't want to live anyway. Not in a stinking water like this.
Oh? And what's so stinking about it?
It's a stinking water because there's no law and order anymore. It's a stinking water because it lets the young get onto the old like you got. Oh, it's no water for an old man any longer. What talk about water is it at all? Men on the moon and men spinning around the earth, and there's not no attention paid to earthly law and order no more. Oh, dear the land, I fought for thee and more.
Why? An important note, too, tickets will go on sale promptly at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Omni here in Atlanta. Make your plans to get those tickets now and be at the matches tomorrow.
You see, the thing is this. I'm tired of being a nice guy is the thing. You see, they said just there that both of them demanded. Well, that's a bunch of baloney, because I am the only one that demanded anything. Oh, Bob Armstrong came out here like Mr. Big Sock. Here I am being a nice guy. Stand inside. Takes a cheap shot at me. What do? I let the rain in the ring like he was dirt. I saw his son crying, saying, Daddy, don't play with Roddy Piper no more. Now he's going to be Mr. Big Shot. You know why? Because he's pawned into it. And he's going to come in Atlanta to the Omni. First time for Roddy Piper in the Omni. Well, it ain't a pleasure, Mr. Armstrong. Let me tell you something. He says, comes out here and says, I'll teach you, Roddy Piper, to jump on me. I already know how to do that, Mr. Bob Armstrong. I don't need nobody teaching me nothing. You see, I'm not all there. You want to play with me, Mr. Armstrong? You want to play? Well, you bring your sniveling little brat to the Omni. You bring all your friends to the Omni. Because nobody ever kicks me off TV, tells me what to do. You see, Mr. Bob Armstrong, you listen to me. I will butt my cigar in your face just for kicks.
Why do they fall in love? Why does the rain let's go down to ringside for what we call Piper's Pit, where two of wrestling's baddest dudes, Rowdy Roddy Piper and his bodyguard cowboy ace Bob Orton, are meeting with their former teammate and friend, Paul Mr. Wonderful Orndorff, for the first time since the much talked about WrestleMania event in New York's Madison Square Garden 6 weeks ago, where they were defeated by Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. Okay, wait. Bad feelings definitely exist between these men in the ring tonight, as you can hear. Okay, so let's go down and listen.
Sit down. I want to talk to you man to man. About WrestleMania. I want to talk to you man to man about WrestleMania and how...
Let me tell you something, Ace. Get in that corner, dunce. Go ahead. Make my day.
Wait. Bobby. Whoa, damn it, whoa. Bobby, go in the corner. So, would you mind going in the corner, Mr. Orton? Okay. He's a little afraid.
Are you a happy person now?
Huh? Sit down.
Ladies first. Okay. I'm sitting.
Listen, I want you to understand something. I understand what you're going through, and I feel sorry for you in a way, because after all, I don't know what it's like myself, but you are a loser.
Stay! Sit! I'm a loser, huh?
Whoa. I'm gonna talk. You wanna sit down. I'm sitting. Okay, the woman sitting down. Sit down, man. Sit down. You wanna talk about WrestleMania? Sit down. Let's face facts, man. I ain't no loser. In WrestleMania, it wasn't my shoulders that were pinned to the ground. It was your shoulders. You're sitting here being a big shot. It was your shoulders that were pinned to the ground, brother, not me.
Well, let me tell you something right now, Piper. Where were you at when it was all over and done with, huh? Where were you at?
I was doing my job.
Oh, yeah. You was doing your job, hot-tailing it back to the dressing room, and you left me there flat.
Baloney! Baloney, no. I was fighting T. I was fighting Hogan. I was fighting everybody that wants to fight. You know what you was doing? You know what's happened to you, man? I'll tell you what happened to you. You lost your guts, man. That's what I think. Here, I picked you for a partner. I took you under my wing. You lost your guts, brother, and you tell me you didn't.
Let me tell you something, Piper. I'm going to tell you what you've been doing. You've been drinking too much of your own bathwater is what you've been doing.
Listen. You want me to tell you on the square, man? You want me to tell you something on the square? I think you're nothing but a piece of garbage, man. No, you. Hey, you want to fight? I'll slap you just as fast as you slap me. Let me tell you something, man. You're nothing but a piece of garbage. Not only did you embarrass me, did you embarrass Ace? You embarrassed your own family.
You keep my family out of this.
You son of a dumb son of a. What? Wait. If that's the way you're gonna be, brother, I'm gonna take my ball and I'm leaving. To heck with you, man.
Orndorff! Oh, Orndorff with another left hand! Orndorff with Piper! Look at this! Oh my goodness, he's giving it to Piper! Sets him up for the power driver! Sets him up! Oh, wait a minute! There's Ace from behind with a cast! Bob Orton, Ace just waylaid! Oh, Orndorff, he went flying out of the ring! Piper really letting Orton have it. And Mr. T now Uncle Paul Orndorff.
Anymore. I lied. They're numb.
Ooh. Maybe you should wear these extra gloves. My hands are starting to get sweaty.
Extra gloves? You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
Yeah. We're in the Rockies.
I'm going to kill you.
What?
I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you, Lloyd!
Calm down!
Right now, I'm gonna kill you!
Harry, you got that crazy look in your eye!
I know what I'm gonna do.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna do something I should have done a long time ago.
Ah! Don't do anything foolish, Harry!
What? foolish. This isn't foolish. I'm gonna toss this damn curse right into that damn pond. I'm gonna do it now.
Harry, your hands are freezing. Hey, look.
Love said.